The Prime Minister's plan for twice weekly national cabinet meetings to oversee the COVID-19 vaccine rollout has received a mixed reaction. The Prime Minister has defended the move, saying the Commonwealth, states and territories need to get vaccinations back on track. Scott Morrison has also come under fire for his treatment of Christine Holgate, the former Australia Post CEO, who yesterday claimed she was bullied and humiliated into leaving her role. Our reporter Caroline Winter joins us now from Parliament House. Caro, what's the latest on the issue of Christine Holgate and whether or not the Prime Minister will apologise?
Sally, the calls for an apology from the Prime Minister to Christine Holgate have come thick and fast from across many camps today. It follows the former Australia Post CEO's explosive allegations at a Senate inquiry yesterday that she was bullied and humiliated over the Cartier watches scandal, in which Scott Morrison stood up on the floor of Parliament during question time last October, saying that she can go just hours after it was revealed that she spent $20,000 on four luxury watches for executives. Now, Christine Holgate told the inquiry that she felt she had to leave her position after that happened. Ms Holgate herself has asked Scott Morrison for an apology, but politicians across the spectrum have also chimed in, from Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, who chaired the inquiry, to Federal Labor's Richard Marles. Now, we're waiting on the Prime Minister to hold a press conference in Perth, where he'll no doubt be asked about Christine Holgate, among other things. He's spoken to the West Live podcast, where he says it wasn't his intention to upset Ms Holgate, but that he had to question her decision to reward staff with the watches.
You know, my language on that day was very strong. It was back in, I think, in October. I see that has caused some very, very strong reaction from Christine, and it hurt her deeply. And that was not my intention. So I regret that. But at the same time, the issue here was how taxpayers' funds were being used in a government-owned company. And as Prime Minister, I have to stand up for those standards, and did.
So not an apology, but an explanation of sorts. Scott Morrison has also knocked back suggestions that this was a gender-related issue, and also made comment that the issues that emerge when running organisations like Australia Post, or indeed being the Prime Minister, that they're roles where people have to be accountable for their decisions. But there have been stronger calls within Scott Morrison's own ranks for him to go further. Deputy Leader of the Nationals in the Senate, Senator Matt Canavan, told Channel 9 that while he thinks Ms Holgate made some mistakes, an apology is appropriate.
It doesn't seem to me that the punishment has fit the crime, and it's a real shame that we've lost someone of great talent from Australia Post. I think now the best thing would be for an apology to be given. I also think the chair of Australia Post should go, because I'm worried about how Australia Post is not recovering from this episode.
That's Matt Canavan. And Caro, the PM's decision to hold twice weekly national cabinet meetings on the vaccine rollout has been met with a mixed reaction. Why are those meetings going to happen?
Well, Sally, this decision returns the national COVID response back to a war footing, as we saw last year in the thick of the pandemic. This time, the aim is to tackle the troubled vaccine rollout. So from Monday, National Cabinet will ramp up from once a month to twice a week, when state and territory leaders will meet with the Prime Minister. That's until he says the rollout is back on track. Scott Morrison argues that the best solutions will be found by working together. But he has been accused of trying to shift the blame for the vaccine program, which of course in the last week has been turned on its head after changes to the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which is now the preferred choice for over 50s, with the Pfizer vaccine the new option for under 50s. Of course, the issue here is supply when it comes to Pfizer, and also the lack of other deals Australia has with vaccines like Moderna, meaning a recalibration of the rollout needs to happen, leaving Australia without a target of when all Australians will at least receive their first jab. Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says the federal government's responsible for vaccine supply and the rollout, and it's trying to shift its failures onto others.
Scott Morrison had just one job this year. It was to get the vaccines right, and it's been bungled. It's been bungled by his government, and now once again he's gone back to the old playbook of saying he'll have more meetings with the states and territories so that he can pass the buck. So he can pass blame off to the states and territories for the failure that has occurred with the rollout of vaccines. That is the responsibility of his government.
That's Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese. And before that, our reporter at Parliament House in Canberra, Caroline Winter.